A ship recycling site in Union Bay has been ordered to comply with pollution abatement tasks. The province of BC on March 15 outlined actions expected of Deepwater Recovery, which operates a shipbreaking site in Union Bay. The property along Island Highway has several beached vessels on site to be deconstructed, which authorities believe damages the environment. I am satisfied on reasonable grounds that a substance is causing pollution on or about lands occupied by Deepwater Recovery Limited, wrote Jennifer Mayberry, Director of Compliance at the BC Ministry of Environment and Climate Change Strategy. Deepwater Recovery is hereby ordered to comply with the required actions. Deepwater Recovery was ordered to immediately cease discharge of waste that has above regulation levels of copper, lead, and zinc. By March 29, the company must submit a report detailing all activities on site that would contribute to pollution. Related. Raleigh decries lack of federal regulation targeting Union Bay shipbreaking operations. Deepwater Recovery must also see that a plan is produced before April 16 by a professional and submitted to the province for approval. The plan needs to show that a professional will inspect for contamination at least twice per week. It must also propose actions to curtail the release of chemicals. Failure to comply with the requirements of a pollution abatement order is an offense under the Environmental Management Act, and may result in legal action, wrote Mayberry. The director referenced a section in the Environmental Act, which says that a person who contravenes an order made by a director is liable upon conviction to pay as large as a $300,000 fine or serve up to 6 months of jail time, or both. The boat recycling company will have to implement this plan before a deadline set out by the ministry at a future date. Once per month afterward, it will need to ensure that a report is submitted to the province, including lab reports for toxicity, inspection summaries, and photographs of the inspections that took place. Deepwater Recovery Limited, a shipbreaking company located in Union Bay, was a topic of concern for residents and Comox First Nation alike. File photo. The Record reached out to Deepwater Recovery for comment but did not hear back before publication. Area Director Daniel Arbour told The Record the order from the province of BC seems to have confirmed what the public suspected, that it was a pollutant. While saying the order to ensure pollution doesn't happen is a good thing, Arbour noted everyone he's spoken with also recognizes that the work done on site is a necessary thing that society must do. Arbour said it's important that shipbreaking operations follow tighter regulations, such as being pulled off the shoreline. He also noted that the operation might be out of place, being on the shore near the largest shellfish-producing area in the province, in Baines Sound. The province of BC order said it was backed by inspections conducted 2 years ago. In 2022, officials found that the Union Bay site was designed so that fluids associated with dismantling boats ran into collection pools, which later drained directly into the ocean without being treated. Deepwater Recovery has the option to appeal the pollution abatement order. This must be filed within 30 days after the notice of the order was given. Last year, residents of Union Bay rallied in protest of the operation. Organized by a group called the Concerned Citizens of Baines Sound, the group complained of potential environmental consequences due to the boat dismantling operation on the shore of Union Bay. Newsletter. Sign up for our news to your email.